Steve Jenkins is probably the most highly opinionated cheesemonger in the country. Then again, he's also one of the most respected cheesemongers in the country. Steve's been tracking prime handmade cheeses for decades. He's cheesemonger for the Fairway Markets in New York City and my prime source for ideas. Steve, good to have you back.
Lynn, it's great to be back.
Let's talk cheese for the holidays. What would be your three prime picks?
Well, doggone it, I can't make up my mind. I'm a Libra. It's hard enough anyway. You know, you can do three things. You can make it Dickensian, like Charles Dickens. It can be that kind of a Christmas where you can't live without an entire round of Stilton that's about 2 inches thick, right cut horizontally off of the 16-pound Stilton. And you can find Stilton every place. And serve with that either the Montgomery's Farmhouse English Somerset Cheddar or the Keene's Farmhouse English Somerset Cheddar. And you've got the two most magnificent Christmas cheeses there are. Real cheddar from cheddar and great Stilton. And if you haven't tasted Stilton in 20 years, and I'll bet you there's a lot of you that haven't, you don't remember how incredibly satisfying Stilton can be.
All right, you've got me primed. I'm ready to do, you know, the Christmas Carol thing and the whole deal. All right, so if we're not going to do a Dickens Christmas,
yeah,
what would be another choice?
Well, you've got to be loyal to your own country and your own local cheesemaker. You've got to go to the best supermarket or best fancy food store in town and say, what do you got from the United States or Canada? And then make them show you what they've got. And then make them go better than that. Ask them what you've got that's from nearby. Who's the best cheesemaker in your particular area? And taste it. I know you're going to love it. And feature it at your gatherings from now until the 15th of January. Because it makes good sense to buy stuff that's made in our own country or Canada, and certainly from someplace nearby. And it's astounding how many fabulous cheeses are being made in America now. Lynn, you and I used to talk about this. Heck, 15 years ago, we would talk about, hey, we're getting pretty good with cheeses in this
yes,
country.
We
well, guess what? You and I are 15 years older, and we've got the most extraordinary artisanal cheese production of any country in the world now. And you and I have watched it happen. I mean, even things that you serve with the cheese. You know me. I think the things you serve with cheese are just as important as the cheeses. Lynn, you guys in Minneapolis have got Sully's Date Jam. And I've got it in all 11 of my Fairway Markets. It's this fabulous jam that this guy named Sullivan has been making in your very area for 25 or 30 years, and it should be on every Minnesota table, every Wisconsin table. There are things like that wherever you live. I don't care if you live in Guam. There's somebody there that's making a great cheese or a great accompaniment to a cheese.
So do you usually like to do sweet things like a jam, like a chutney, with most cheeses?
I'm fanatical about a sweet component served with whatever cheeses I've selected for my friends. I'm crazy about, like, preserves, a compote, a fruit preserves, a jar of jam to serve with great cheeses is so incredibly satisfying. That sweet component just sets them up. I've got this line of jams from Burgundy, from a little village outside of Dijon called Trinquelin, and they're magnificent. You see them in every Parisian coffee shop with the lid off and a spoon stuck in it. You see my Trinquelinette jams. I'm the only one that imports them, but I'm sure you've got a fabulous fruit preserves that would be wonderful with cheeses. I love apricot rhubarb. I love rhubarb. I love strawberry rhubarb. I've got wild blackberry. I've even got a blood peach. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a blood peach, but
there
it is.
Never heard of a blood peach, but who knows?
Oh, my God. Is it gorgeous, and it tastes so good with any cheese you can imagine. But then there's a third option.
And what's that?
Economize. Maybe you live someplace where there isn't a cheesemonger that you can trust, that you can hitch your wagon to. Maybe you're going to have to go to the best supermarket in town and shop in the dairy section. And if that happens, that's okay, because our third option is to go to that supermarket dairy section where you're going to find some actually very good stuff. Bel Gioioso is a big outfit in Wisconsin. They make the best gorgonzola in the world. It's as good or better than anything I've ever had.
Really?
They make domestic Parmigiano. They call it Parmesan or something. But what it is a great, hard, sharp cheese that's enormously satisfying, and they're both very affordable. The Asiago that Kraft makes, that Stella makes, Asiago is a flinty, hard, sharp, marvelous cheese, cheap as dirt. There's great mozzarella and little balls of mozzarella that you can doctor up, and there's burrata. There's even Cracker Barrel cheddar, and I'm telling you, Cracker Barrel cheddar is delicious.
Cracker Barrel cheddar.
Absolutely delicious. Whoever they've jobbed that out to is doing a heck of a job. It's tremendously delicious cheese. You'll spend a fraction of what you would have spent on those other, the ones I already recommended, because cheese is getting expensive in this day and age. Maybe you want to economize. You can. Go to your dairy section in your supermarket. There's some really good stuff there.
Steve, you are a genius. As always. Thank you, sir, and have a great holiday.
Thank you, Lynn.
Steve Jenkins is cheesemonger for the Fairway Stores in New York City. Now, you can find his holiday cheese picks on the website, splendidtable.org.